Three Counties Radio. Listen online.
bbc.co.uk/Three Counties.
2:11 on this slightly odd Thursday afternoon with me, Georgia Mann, in for Catherine Boyle. God, you're going to breathe a sigh of relief when she gets back in here. Now, everybody loves a good sing-song. Many of us reserve our vocal talents for the bath or even the car during particularly depressing drive-time traffic, if I might add. Well, it's time to share your gift with the rest of the world. The Luton Choral Society are on the lookout for new members, so put down that hairbrush that you've been singing into and listen up, if you please. The Society recently welcomed a new conductor and a new pianist, and they're currently tackling Mendelssohn's Elijah, which is pretty challenging stuff. If you feel up for the challenge, Anne Smith joins me now from the Luton Choral Society to tell us how you can get on board. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Georgia.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. Anne, first of all, how long has the group been together? Because you guys have been around a while, haven't you?
We certainly have. I believe about 135 years.
Wow.
A long time before me, obviously. But yes, the group's been going. The Luton Choral Society celebrated their 125th anniversary when I first joined 10 years ago. So
that is very illustrious history they've got going on there. How strict are you on entry requirements? I mean, are you looking for real kind of choral scholar type people, or are you happy to take those who are a tad wobbly?
Oh, a tad wobbly. we all help each other and we all support each other. And the conductor's very kind. He goes over things quite a lot of times. So, you know, we do learn as we go. We're looking for people of all voices, really, but especially men, tenors and basses.
It's always men that are in demand by groups like yours. I don't know why. Is it not enough of them do this kind of thing?
I'm not so sure that so many of them do sort of put themselves forward.
We're more of a show-off gender, aren't we?
I think just ladies love singing a bit more, you know.
It's funny, isn't it? So you're looking basically for tenors and basses, men of all, I mean, everyone but men specifically you are after.
That's right. Oh, but ladies are welcome as well, but men specifically, yes.
Okay, and what do people need to do to join up? Do they have to go through a horrible audition thing?
No, not really. As I say, we've got a new conductor, so we don't quite know of his methods at the moment. Mm-hmm. And what I suggest is people come for 2 or 3 weeks and just sit in the choir and just soak it up and have a go and see if they like it themselves first. And then possibly there might be a very easy audition, which would be to sing a scale and perhaps pick out a note in the middle of a chord. But it's nothing taxing. And it's not in front of everybody. It's all sort of done quite privately.
Choirs. I mean, I used to do a lot of choirs. And, I mean, people don't realise. People, I think of them as these kind of stuffy places where you have to be able to sing immaculately to get in. But they are such a laugh, aren't they? They're such a great social thing to do.
Oh, definitely. And we have other social events as well. We're going to have a quiz next Saturday after our concert, and we're thinking of some other social events to work towards as well. So yeah, it's good fun.
How did you get on board, Anne?
I saw an advert for one of the performances. I particularly like Haydn's Creation. And went along to listen to that because I sung that at school when I was doing music at school.
And then
I spoke to someone at work who also belonged to the choir, and she said, oh yeah, come along. So that gave me that little bit of extra push to actually go along and try it. And as I say, I've been doing it for 10 years now.
And you're obviously sort of got the bug for the choral thing.
Right.
We're going to be hearing a little bit from you guys, from the Luton Choral Society, performing a bit of the Verdi Requiem.
Yes.
Now, that a lot of people might think, Verdi Requiem, that's pretty heavy-going stuff. But what was that like, tackling that?
Well, that was great. I mean, the conductor then puts it into small sections, so we do a little bit at a time, and then he puts it all together. So it's not scary. It's okay. We really enjoyed it.
We're going to be hearing a very dramatic bit. We're going to listen to the Dies Irae, is how you pronounce it. I mean, that really is stirring stuff, isn't it?
It certainly is. And you've probably heard it on adverts. It's used on the television sometimes.
Yeah, it is famous. Was it really fun doing that dramatic moment?
Absolutely. Yeah, really good.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, Anne, thank you so much for joining us. If people do want to kind of get on board and get involved with the Luton Choral Society, what do they need to do?
Well, come along to us at St. Paul's Church in New Town Street at Luton. on a Tuesday evening from 7:30. We rehearse from 7:30 to 9:30, and we have a break for tea in the middle of that. And just come along, just join in.
Brilliant stuff. I'm sure loads of people will be pouring through your doors, especially you boys. Boys, stop singing in the bath and the shower because you sound rubbish there, and get yourselves into the choirs. That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you. And our concert on Saturday is at 7:30 at Stopsley Baptist Church.
Get yourselves there, folks. 7:30, Stopsley Baptist Church. That's a new variety of religion. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you very much.
Have fun. Bye-bye now. That's lovely Anne White, who is from... I must stop calling everyone lovely. Not everyone's lovely, but she really was nice. She's from Luton Choral Society, and I'm going to play you a little blast now. I love this bit. I selected this specially for you to blow those cobwebs away on a Thursday, slightly miserable afternoon. This is, as I say, this is the Dies Irae, I hope I'm pronouncing my Latin there properly, from Verdi's Requiem, and this is the Luton Choral Society. Get ready for this. Go now, there is a bit of drama for you. I love that bit. It definitely was. It was either on a film or on an advert. I can't remember which. Can anybody else remember, please, what that was featured on? That is such a dramatic bit of music. The original, what it actually is Verdi's Requiem. So if you do want to join up, they're looking for boys, especially boys. Get yourself over there. They're also performing. If you want to catch them, that's the Luton Choral Society. That bit there that you just heard was the Dies Irae from Verdi's Requiem. But they're also performing in the Baptist Church in Stopsley. And that's happening on Saturday evening. Also, if you didn't catch what Anne said to you just there and you want more information on it, we always impart things to our wonderful Action Desk, who are on 01582 44 1111.
Between 2008 and 2000.